You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Welcome back to the show. It's Todd Zulick with you, filling in for John Hockenberry just for this last Friday. Well, this weekend is the NBA All-Star Game in Orlando, Florida. This is the unofficial halfway mark of the NBA season. Here to give us his thoughts on the season's first half and to tell us what he's going to be looking for in the second half, of course, Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Ibrahim, good morning.
Good morning.
You know where we're starting, of course. We're talking the NBA. You know where we're starting with this conversation. I had the opportunity to watch the Knicks versus the Miami Heat last night. You know where I'm going with this. Jeremy Lin, who only had 8 points, was ice cold because largely he was up in the face of LeBron James, and that did not work out for him.
Jeremy Lin has had an amazing meteoric rise. We've watched it over the past couple of weeks. It could not have happened in a better situation in the biggest media market in the country, in the center of basketball, sort of culturally in the United States with Madison Square Garden, and with a team that had historically been playing horrendously and primarily because they did not have a good point guard. So Jeremy Lin stepped into a situation that was sort of ready-made for someone who was intelligent, like he is, a Harvard grad, and someone who was ready to perform at a high level because he had an expiration date on his contract. The Knicks had to try him out. They had to see what he could do, or else they were going to have to cut him loose and let him go. So it was like his back was against the wall. There was no other place to go. He was sleeping on his brother's couch. It was time to produce, and he did. It sounds like an Eminem, you know, song, right? So that's Jeremy Lin stepped into that situation and really performed and produced. Now, he's never played this many minutes in the NBA for this prolonged period of time. So this has been a grueling period for him. So last night was the culmination of that. It's the last game before the All-Star break, and Jeremy Lin goes up against arguably one of the best teams in the history of the NBA with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. There was no way the Knicks were going to win last night, and they harassed Jeremy Lin like he's never been harassed before.
They sure did. All right, well, we're tempted to spend this whole session on Jeremy Lin because because that's what people do these days when they talk about the NBA. I'm getting Lin instructions from our sports guys in the control room not to do that. Sorry. See what I did there? But look, let's talk about the league more broadly. The season's half over. The Jeremy Lin story is obviously the big story, but what's your take on top performers and the most important stories of the first half of the season here in the NBA?
So I think that one of the big stories of this year is that the talent gap in the NBA is very wide. So there's a 1%, and then there's a 99% of talent in the NBA. And so let's look at the Eastern Conference. The biggest surprises in the Eastern Conference have not been the Knicks. They've been slightly disappointing. The biggest surprises have been the Sixers. The Philadelphia 76ers have been playing great basketball. They have a lot of young talent, and they've been able to produce a winning formula that has them probably number 3 or 4 in the East right now. Also, you have the disappointing sides, but they're always relevant, are the Boston Celtics. The Celtics have a good defense, but they have one of the worst offensive teams in the league, and they're just not performing at the level. Why? They're an older team. A shortened season like this with a lot of games back-to-back, we said it was going to be grueling on the older teams, and it's proven to be so for the Celtics. The other good teams in the East are the Bulls. The Indiana Pacers are surprising. They're 20-12 right now. They're fighting for the 3 or 4 seed in the conference, and they have a lot of young up-and-coming stars, but obviously, it's the Heat. In the Eastern Conference, the Miami Heat, they cannot do anything but win a championship this year to live up their true expectations. And on the
Dwayne Wade, LeBron James,
correct.
Right.
Yeah, and they're playing unbelievable basketball. LeBron James is perhaps having the best season of any player in the history of the NBA. Overall, if you look at his stat combinations, his blocks, his rebounds, his steals, his scoring, he's playing a very balanced, very, very focused attack, and it's really frightening for the rest of the league.
Is he your first half MVP?
He is not.
Oh.
My first half MVP is in the Western Conference, and I'll get to that. The last thing I'll say about the Eastern Conference is the Charlotte Bobcats are horrible. And I only mention that because their GM is Michael Jordan, and Michael Jordan is just not really doing well. So it's just interesting, you know, you have the good side and the bad side. In the Western Conference, I think the conversation starts in L.A. You have the L.A. Lakers and you have the L.A. Clippers. The Clippers traditionally have been a horrendous franchise, but they brought in a couple big pieces, and now all of a sudden they have, you know, they're a legitimate. You know, they could potentially win the Western Conference. They have a slew of stars, and they're looking better than the Los Angeles Lakers, who still have the aging Kobe Bryant, who's shooting unbelievable, but maybe too much. The other side of the biggest team, there's two teams that are really competing in the Western Conference. The Oklahoma City Thunder. And that has my MVP of the first half, and that's Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, if you took him out of that lineup, he dropped 51 points the other day, then you would not have the team that they have right now. They have a lot of good pieces, but Kevin Durant is – you know, he is money from anywhere on the court. And then finally, in the Western Conference, a team that I really, really love and that's playing great basketball, and they're an example of a way to structure a system, is the San Antonio Spurs. They have a lot of veterans, but they're also bringing in younger players, and they're finding roles for them within their offensive scheme. And I think that Popovich, who's the coach of the Spurs, is the best coach in the NBA right now. So that's a little bit of the picture. The last team I'll mention, obviously the Dallas Mavericks are playing good basketball, and the Minnesota Timberwolves are actually, you know, they're exciting to watch. Ricky Rubio, who came over from Spain, and you have Kevin Love, who's one of the best power forwards in the league. Those are the teams that I would say are the most interesting and most exciting teams in the league.
There's a lot of excitement in the league, and I hear it in your voice, and I share some of it. But, Ibrahim, I tend to take the cynic's approach to the NBA. Look, this is the year of the lockout. This is the year of a disastrous start to the league. But some people like the shorter season. In retrospect now, a few months later, the lockout, the disaster everybody thought it would be. What's your take on that?
Well, there's two things. The lockout, luckily, Jeremy Lin's story and the Miami Heat story and
knocked it off the headlines.
It sort of pushed the lockout behind us, and that's great. I'm really ready to get over that. In terms of the NBA shortened season, if you ask the players, they hated it. I mean, you have guys like Derrick Rose for the Bulls. Sorry, I didn't mention him earlier. They're another contender in the Eastern Conference. And Derrick Rose, who's last year's MVP, he's been injured most of the season. A lot of guys that are, you know, that normally play a lot of minutes have been injured because of the nature of the season. As we get into the second half, I think we're going to see people get into this rhythm, and then we're going to start to see it better. I would prefer a shorter season, as a lot of other folks would, rather than this long, elongated season that we normally have. I think it really brings out the best in the players.
Except not with a horrible labor dispute that kind of locks out fans as well as players and owners. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, not LeBron James, certainly not Jeremy Lin, but Kevin Durant in Oklahoma is his first half MVP. That's Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Thanks.
Hey, good day.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.